NOAA Research has been involved in supporting the Intergovernmental Panel for Climate Change. And I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about NOAA's role, GFTL's role, your role with the IPCC.
Okay. Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC for short, is a activity that does an assessment of all the science involving climate change and things associated with climate change. It involves a large fraction of the world's top climate scientists, and it was originally produced under the auspices of the UN and the World Meteorological Agency, but it's an independent group external to those two groups. It reports back to those two groups. And the process is such where the scientists write reports about climate change and what's causing climate change, and it's kind of what's an assessment of the state of the art. And then the governments accept the wording of the there's a summary for policymakers that is generated from those reports. And the first draft of that is written by scientists, and then the governments go through it line by line, approving the wording. And the scientists are there to not allow the meaning to be changed. And at the end, it's a way for the governments to have buy-in into the climate science. And then the next step in the IPCC process then is what the governments do with that. Those reports is a political question among the governments. NOAA's role in that process has been, in a sense, three ways. We supply authors, where some of the NOAA climate scientists are actually involved in writing the IPCC report. The other way is that our papers that we're producing, the scientific papers, which are mainly written to other scientists and are pretty opaque to normal humans to understand what's going on. Those papers are being assessed by this report and then condensed into a language that is understandable by the public. And then the third way that NOAA participates, our climate model results are used and made public through that process also. I've been involved in the IPCC as an author for the last three. There's been four IPCC reports. There was one in 1990, one in 1995, one in 2001, and just one very recently in January of this year in 2007. And as I said, I was a contributor to the first one and an author of the next three. And I've also been an author of the first draft of this Summary for Policymakers, or SPM for short, that for the 2001 and the 2007. And then finally, there's going to be a report coming out in November of 2007. There's three working groups in the IPCC, one that investigates or assesses the physical climate science, one that assesses the impacts of the physical climate sciences on society and natural systems. And the third one evaluates how society is going to respond to those changes in the future. And there's going to be a report that does a synthesis of those three working group reports, and that's coming out in November, and I'm working on that right presently. The next IPCC report hasn't been officially prescribed or set up yet by the IPCC. They're supposed to meet as a bureau in March of 2008, I believe, to determine what the timeline is going to be for the fifth assessment report, and if there is even going to be a fifth assessment report and what it's going to look like. But there has already been activity in the climate community trying to organize the climate community so we're ready for that fifth assessment report. And that involves all sorts of details about how the information is going to be exchanged among the three working groups. It's been difficult in the past to, in a timely way, to get information to go from one working group to the next, since we're all writing reports that are due at the same time at the end of the period. And there's been proposals about to offset the timing of the various reports or trying to coordinate the efforts that are going into the report so that there actually would be some cross communication among the working groups, and that is an activity that's going on right now that I'm participating in.